we talk about the Yisoid of Hanukkah, which was Mesiras Nefesh, Mesiras Nefesh, which precipitated the tremendous Siyata Deshmaya and all the Nisim. What is Mesiras Nefesh? Every person has their average. Every person has what they can, under ordinary circumstances, do. Mesiras Nefesh means you go above and beyond. Whether it means in a financial way, in a physical way, in a whatever it may be. This is what I can do under ordinary circumstances, given ordinary financial situation, physical situation, emotional situation. This is my average. Mesiras Nefesh means I'm going above and beyond what I can really do. Obviously, not in a reckless way. That's not a midot teva. But in a slightly extended way, over and above and beyond what you can do. Why does that therefore deserve Siyata Dishmaya? Because Siyata Dishmaya is, as it were, exactly the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel, going above and beyond. So life is bobbing along, and this is the norm, quote unquote. And when you find yourself in a situation where you really find that you need something above and beyond the norm, I'm in a situation where I need extra help, financial help, medical help, health issues, paranoia, whatever it may be, I need something above and beyond the norm. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give you something above and beyond the norm, but let me see you do your part above and beyond the norm. So it's a very simple equation. If somebody says, listen, this is the way I, under ordinary circumstances, daven. This is the way I, under ordinary circumstances, give tzedakah, etc., etc., etc. But I'm going now above and beyond. I'm going to become an extra special davener, an extra special tzedakah giver, an extra special learner, an extra special this, that, A, B, C, D, millions of examples. I'm going above and beyond what I normally consider as my average, what I'm really able to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you went above and beyond, then that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond as well. It's a very, very simple equation, and I can tell you that I've seen it a number of times. I've sat with people who, in different types of situations, needed Siyata Dishmaya. We all need Siyata Dishmaya. We all need Siyata Dishmaya. A beautiful one-line story. It's so, so typical of Rav Shteyman. I just said it last night at the Mesiba in our house. When Rav Shteyman was in hospital for one of his last stays, and we all thought that it looks like it's all over, but it wasn't all over. Miraculously, he survived. And as he left the hospital, one of the last times, his doctor said to him, Rav Shteyman, Rosh Hashiva, you should know you're just a living miracle. Just a living miracle. So Rav Shteyman turned around to him and says, yeah, so are you. Simple as that. So are you. There's no difference. There's no difference. We all need Siyata Dishmaya. We say every day in davening, Reifei Chol Basar Umafli Lasei. So there's a bracha for the Reifei Cholei, Amo Yisrael, and there's a bracha for the Reifei Chol Basar. Every single person needs, whether it's a physical refuah, a spiritual refuah, we all need Siyata Dishmaya. But occasionally we find ourselves in a situation where we really need extra Siyata Dishmaya. We're in difficulty. We're in difficulty, different types of difficulty, and we need extra Siyata Dishmaya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem. Let me see you make your move first. Let me see you be makabel on yourself, something which is not perhaps easy for you to do. You know, these two, it's not even fair to call it a joke. It's a bit of a zilzal, you know. Occasionally you hear, somebody in the family needs a yeshua. Okay, so all the family get together, and each one's going to take an hour or 2 hours upon themselves where they're going to be extra careful not to speak Lashon Hara. So you always get one smart aleck, fine, I'll take the 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning slot. No, shkoyach. That's not Mesiras Nefesh. That's easy. For the once in a blue moon that you're up between 3 and 5, Beseder, so you'll manage to avoid speaking Lashon Hara. But take the 9 till 11 o'clock in the morning slot, not so easy. So when we makabel on ourselves kabbalas, which are not easy, not something totally out of range, which is ridiculous, within range, but difficult, then we're stating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a clear message, I'm trying to be Maisa Nefesh. I'm not chayiv to do this, perhaps, halachically or whatever it may be. but I'm going that way anyway. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I beg you, could you respond in turn? Grant me that Siyata Dishmaya. It's a general nakuda in all of it, it's Hashem, it's Negeh to Chanukah, as we mentioned, but as I just began saying in the beginning, Begeda Hoido'o to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Kodal over here, which is a nace, which is also above and beyond. It came about through Siyata Dishmaya, particularly on the parts of those who were very generous, donated as much as they can, and we see Mamash Siyata Dishmaya. This man, I spoke to my Kornfeld, I spoke to other Rabbonim, and I told them I was a little bit disappointed with the performance of some of the members of the Kodal during the last month. They weren't strict enough with regard to coming on time. And I'm not interested in having a Kodal. People sort of just wander in and drift in, and people are paying generous money to support Avreichim. I want to see Avreichim come on time and learn properly. So I was advised to get stricter. To get stricter and tell the Avreichim quite clearly that from now on it's not just a free-for-all, we're going to really buckle down on the Inyan of Shmiras HaTorah. One Avreich, who unfortunately really found it hard to commit himself on time, I spoke to him Ben Azmanim after Sukkot. I said, listen, you want to carry on in the Kodal? I'd love you to stay, but these are the new rules. Those who can keep to the times are in. Those who are not are out. Do you think you can commit to this or not? I'd like to, I'm not sure. I said, you know what? We'll do a trial period. If it works, it works. If not, not. 1 month, the first month of this month was Chodesh Cheshvan, and unfortunately he was not here on time. He missed many days. I think it was the entire week he didn't turn up. Finished, enough was enough. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, I called him up. I said, listen, I'm really, really sorry you came to my house. I said, I can't commit to paying you anymore. This is the way we're running the Kodal now. It's for people who come on time. I don't blame you. Obviously you have a lot of issues, a lot of things going on in your life, and I'm sure you're attending to them like you're supposed to, but it's not conducive to the Kodal. This is now Rosh Chodesh Kislev now. What am I supposed to do, Rosh Chodesh Kislev? So his Chavrusa no longer has a Chavrusa. We're an odd number in the Kodal. We're stuck. That day, I get a phone call from somebody. That day, from an Avreich. Hi, do you remember me? I said, no. He said, did I remember I once spoke to you about the Kodal? I said, no, I don't remember you. Come to the shul. I met him. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to be, I don't know, 6 months before the Kodal ever began. To cut a long story short, he joined the Kodal, and he became this guy's Chavrusa, and he's changed the whole Kodal. Comes every day on time, sits and learns, serious, fantastic. An open nace. I didn't know where on earth am I supposed to get a guy in the middle of his man. Bein Azmanim, that's the time you can find an Avreich for your Kodal. In the middle of Kislev, what am I supposed to do? So we saw Siyata Dishmaya in many, 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 many ways. So I attribute it to the mysterious nefesh of those who are part of it. Don't worry, this is not a fundraising appeal. This is just a general chizuk in all areas of Avodas Hashem. I told somebody this morning in our shul, if our shul ever thrives, if we're ever zeicher to a building, do you know how it'll happen? It'll come about through the efforts of people who are not chayev to do it. If you're chayev, if you have to do it, that's not mesiras nefesh, you have to do it. It'll come about through people who are not mukhayyib to do it, but they believed in it and they wanted to take on this project. If it'll happen at all, it'll be l'malo miderech hateva. It'll come about through mesiras nefesh on the part of people who are not mukhayyib to do it. That's always a very, very, very big yisayid in avodas Hashem. Sometimes we must ask ourselves, do I daven? Yeah, I daven. Do I learn? I learn. Brochas, brochas, Shabbos, Shabbos. Everything in order. It's great. It's fine. Pretty much okay. Are you doing the absolute maximum? I'm not mechuyev to. True. You're not mechuyev to light 8 candles last night. You're only mechuyev to light 1 candle. But we're still mahadrim mila mahadrim. That's the yisayid of Chanukah. Going above and beyond. You're not mechuyev to. You're absolutely not mechuyev to. Absolutely not mechuyev to. Who in Klal Yisrael doesn't light 8 candles on the last night? You know anybody? For the first time, actually, I saw somebody last night. I walked past somebody's house and I saw 1 candle outside his... there was only 1 candle. The others were not lit at all. Fine, but Mi'ikra Din, 8 lights. Not Mukhuyiv too, everybody does. That is Yisrael of Chanukah. It's a general piece of advice in all areas of Avodas Hashem. We're looking for Siyata Dishmaya the way to try and be zeicher to it, we don't demand anything of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the way to try and be zeicher to it is by being Moisei Nefesh. Okay, we began yesterday at the end of Shir, we began talking about the Shaila. What do you do with Shmini Atzeres? Meaning, Rashi already pointed out to us that Lahalocha, we paskin, not iskatzoi l'mitzvoso, but rather iskatzoi l'kula yoyma. So if you have one esrog, the way we paskin is, it'll be mukts until the end of the seventh, and it'll be muta on the eighth. If you have seven esrogim, then at least the seventh esrog is osa the whole of the seventh, and each esrog will be osa that day, the next day it's muta. But let's talk about the ordinary case. The ordinary case, one esrog is osa till when?
The end of the seventh.
On the eighth, it's muta. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, we need to now work out what do you do in Chutz La'aretz when you have Shmini Atzeres? Because Shmini is really Sofik Shvi. Sofik Shvi. Now, you asked yesterday, Rabbi Yosef, a fair question, which is, one moment. If Shmini is Sofik Shvi, then why do you not actually have to shake the Estrog on the eighth day? Because it could be the seventh. So rather than discussing, is it Muktzah or is it not Muktzah, why can't we first discuss, shouldn't we first be discussing, are you Mukhuyev to shake the Estrog on the eighth day? At least Misafik. So we'll have to get to that in a moment. But at the moment, the Gemara is not talking about that, the Gemara is talking about Muktzah. So let's have a look at the Gemara. About 10 lines from the bottom, 9 lines I think. First word on the line is Va'anan. Says the Gemara, Va'anan. We. Who's we? Us in Bovel. So if it's in Bovel, in Chutz La'aretz. Talmud Bavli we're learning. Bovel. Va'anan de Islon Tre Yoimi. We have 2 days called Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, but it's really a Shmini Sofik Shvi. Heichi Avdinon. So what should we do? What does that mean, what should we do? Would we have to consider the Esrog Muktzah on the eighth day as well, because it might be the seventh? Now, if you remember, how did we explain this yesterday? If we were to hold that the Muktzah expires seventh day morning because you finished your mitzvah, then this question is a non-starter. Why is it a non-starter? Because for whatever reason, we'll have to discuss soon, but for whatever reason, there is no mitzvah of Esrog on the eighth day, even though it's a Sofik Shvi. Therefore, when did the mitzvah expire?
After you performed the mitzvah.
After you performed it, seventh day morning. So it's totally irrelevant to say, but what are we doing in Chutz La'aretz? Same as everybody else. Finished Esrog on the seventh day, 8 o'clock in the morning, that's it. You can do whatever you like with it now. But because we don't paskin like that, lahalocha, what do we paskin? We paskin that it's also the iskatzah is l'kule yoimi. It's not dependent on the muktzah, on the mitzvah. It's dependent on the day. Oh, did I hear the word day? Which day? The seventh day. But the shmini is a sofik shvi. So if I have every right to ask the question, what do we do on our eighth day? Says the Gemara, Omar Abaya, Shmini, which is a Sofik Shvi'i, is Asa. Indeed, you're quite right. Good question. And it is indeed Asa. In Eretz Yisrael, it'll be Asa only on the seventh day, but on Shmini, it is Muta. But we, in Bovel, on the Shmini, because it is a Sofik Shvi'i, it'll indeed be Asa. But she, on the ninth day, which is Simchas Torah, Sofik Shmini, then obviously it'll be Muta. That is the opinion of Abaya. Says the Gemara, Mareima Omar. Mareima disagrees. And he says, Afilu Shmini, Sofik Shvi, mutter. Not only is the ninth mutter sofik shmini, but even on the eighth, shmini atzeres, not simchas teira, even on shmini atzeres, which is a sofik shvi, it's also mutter. As yet, we have not had it explained at all. Says the Gemara, besura, in surah, of the kemareimar. In surah, what did they do? Like Marema, which means on Shmini Atzeres,
Mutter,
even though it's a suffix Shvi. Rav Shisha, Bray, the Rav Idi, but Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Idi, Ovid, Ka'abaya. He, however, disagreed. And he said that no, on Shmini Atzeres, which is a suffix Shvi, it's also, says the Gemara, Vehilchasa Ka'abaya. The halacha is indeed, at the end of the day, like Abai. Which means, halacha l'maisa, in Bovel, in Chutz La'aretz, your esrog is asa, not only on the Shvi, but also on the Shmini, because it is a Sofik Shvi. Because it is a Sofik Shvi.
Isn't it a deraisa? To shake the lulav.
1 second. So you're going back now to the issue of the mitzvah. The Gemara at the moment is not discussing the mitzvah. What's the Gemara discussing?
Well, you can use it after.
Is it usable? Is it muktzah? We need to really go back a stage and say 1 second. If you're not sure whether this might indeed be the shvi, so forget whether it's muktzah or not. Why would you not be obligated to actually shake the esrog, shake the abramin, because it could be the shvi, because it could be the shvi. This is an issue which is discussed by the Rishonim, but we'll soon see that we need to learn a little piece of Gemara, and then we will continue. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Berei Derbi Shmuel Bar Shilas. That's a little tricky piece of Gemara, this. So let's take it slowly. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, says, Mishmei de Rav. So ultimately, this is all coming back to Rav. How do you read this? Shmini Sofik Shvi. On the Shmini Atzeres, which is Sofik Shvi, comma, Shvi'i lesuka v'shmini lebracha. Bit of a tongue twister. The eighth day, which is after all a suffix seventh, the halacha is that we consider it the shvi'i with regard to the sukkah, and we consider it the shmini with regard to the bracha. All very cryptic. Says Rashi, Shvi'i lesuka kedemefaresh lo lekamon. So Rashi means, hold your horses. Good question. You're probably scratching your heads wondering what on earth is the Gemara talking about. So Rashi says it'll all be explained. So those words, Shvi'i lesuka, the Gemara will soon explain. But what about the second half of the statement? It's the Shmini Lebracha. That Rashi does explain. The Shmini Lebracha She'oimer betfila Ubirkas hamozain V'kiddush. Both in davening, in benching, and in kiddush, what will you say? Es yoim ha'shmini chag atzeres hazeh. Meaning, we have this bizarre conundrum called Shmini Atzeres. We don't really know how to treat it. It's the eighth day, it's the seventh, it's both, it's I don't know, it's a suffix. What is it? So we need to really treat every halacha on its merit. So with regard to Sukkah, we're considering it Shvi'i. We'll soon discuss what that means. Rashi says on hold, so we'll put it on hold. What about, there's a different issue, forget sukkah. What do I say in davening? And in benching? And in Kiddush, do I say Chag HaSukkos Hazeh? Chag HaShmini Atzeres Hazeh? Do I say both? Do I say neither? Can I do whatever I like? What am I supposed to do? So the first opinion is, in the name of Rav, Shmini LeBrocha. With regard to the Brocha, which Brocha? Kiddush, Benching, and Davening, I'm considering it
separate. Shmini.
Even though I know it could be the Shvi, we'll have to discuss why in a moment, but this is first, let's work out with Halacha. This is what you have to do. So Sukkah, we'll soon discuss. But with regard to the Brochas, and this is why it is a little bit tricky, we're not talking about the Brocha on the Sukkah of Leishiv Basukkah yet. Rashi has translated that. What does it mean, Shmini LeBrocha? Kiddush, Tefillah, Birkas HaMazon. You have to make mention of the day, but which day? Says the Gemara, according to the opinion of Rav, on this Shmini, albeit a Sofik Shvi'i, you absolutely mention Shmini Atzeres. That is the opinion of Rav. V'Reb Yechanan Omar. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Shmini lezeh ulezeh. It is considered the eighth for both this and that. What's this and that? Both.
Sukkah,
whatever that means, and Bracha. Well, I know what Bracha means, because we already had that explained by Rashi. Says Rashi, Shmini lezeh lezeh, af le'inyan sukkah. Even with regard to Sukkah, it is Havashmini. So everybody agrees that with regard to the Bracha, benching, davening, Kiddush, what are we saying? Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, absolutely with regard to the Bracha, I'm considering it Shmini. With regard to the Sukkah, whatever that means, there's a Machlokes. According to Rav, I'm considering it Shvi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm considering this Shmini as well. Says Rashi, Ula Kamon Mafarish, and soon we will explain Va'ozel, we will go along Lemilse, the whole matter. Because at the moment, half of the picture is clear, half is completely unclear. So you have to. But I've Halten Kop over here. Because this is one of these classic Gemaras where we've got a Machloikus, what the Machloikus is. Divided opinion about what opinion is divided about. So we have to go slowly. Says the Gemara. May save, what does may save mean? To sit. Remember, we've said this many times. We have a tof in the middle of the word, an Aramaic word. If you switch it to a shin, that'll help you to switch it into the Hebrew. So if it wouldn't be may save, it'd be may shave. Yeshave. May save with regard to what? Actually sitting and dwelling in the sukkah. What does kaf ayin stand for?
Kula
alma loy pligi de yosvinon. There is no debate. You sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. For the simple reason, because it might be the seventh. That is not up for grabs, at least according to this understanding and the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Ki pligi, what are they arguing about? Lega levruchi. They're only arguing about the brocha. Now, which brocha? Says Rashi immediately, top Rashi? Leisha Basukkah. This way it's a little bit tricky. We're not talking about the brocha of. Do you make mention of Shmini Atzeres or Chag HaSukkos in your benching? We already said that before. Really, how many issues are there altogether being discussed on the table over here? Three separate issues. Do you sit in the sukkah? Do you make a bracha Leishei Basukkah? And which Yom Tov should I make mention in my davening and benching in Kiddush? Those are the three issues. So at this stage of the game, what are we saying? Let's go in reverse order. With regard to what I make mention in davening and benching, everybody agrees that what?
Shmini.
Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. Fine, so I'm considering it the eighth. With regard to sitting in the sukkah, we've just been told by the Gemara, everybody agrees that you sit in the sukkah. So two out of three, they're on the same page. So what is the machlekes? Do you make a bracha of leishev basukkah? Says the Gemara. Leman da'oma shvi'i lesukkah. According to the opinion who says it's considered the seventh with regard to sukkah. Who was that?
Rav.
Baruchi nami mevarachi non. Not only do you sit in a sukkah that everybody agrees to, but you'd even make a bracha on the sukkah. What would you say? Leshe basukkah. Which sounds very bizarre. Why is it bizarre? Because you're going to be making a bracha, shekid shon mitzvah sevitzivanu, leshe basukkah, and in the same kiddush you're going to say es shmini chag atzeres hazeh. If it's shmini atzeres hazeh, there is no mitzvah of sukkah. Says the Gemara on the second line, but leman da'oma, according to the opinion that says that it's the shmini lezeh ulezeh. Who is that? Rabbi Yochanan, Baruchi, Loi Mevarachinon. So what's Lezeh Ulezeh? What are the two issues that they made mention of? And what is the third issue that they did not make mention of? Again, let's go in reverse order. Nobody made mention at all of which issue? No, that is the Machlokes. Nobody made mention of which issue? Of whether you sit in the sukkah. May save kol alma loy pligi diasvinon. Nobody disagrees, nobody even made mention of that. Why didn't they make mention of it? Because apparently it's the most obvious thing in the world. We'll see later on, others disagree. But at this stage of the game, that's not up for discussion. Everybody agrees that you sit in the sukkah. That's issue number one. It wasn't even mentioned. What was mentioned? Sukkah and bracha. Now, what does the word sukkah turn out to mean? Doesn't mean whether you sit in the sukkah. Whether you make a bracha on the sukkah. And what does the word bracha mean? No, that was sukkah. Bracha is... What are you saying, Kiddush? That's why it's a little bit tricky, this whole Gemara. Because sukkah means the bracha and the bracha means the Kiddush. So let's now go back to the beginning of the Gemara and reread the Gemara, and we'll see how you're supposed to read it in light of how the Gemara explained it. Let's go back to the beginning. First opinion. Omar Rav Yehuda Breider Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav. So Rav is the first opinion. Now, let's remember. They're not discussing what?
Dwelling in the sukkah.
Dwelling in the sukkah. Nobody is discussing that. Why are they not discussing that?
Everybody agrees.
Because everybody agrees that you do sit in the sukkah. Why?
Shvi.
Sofik shvi. That's not up for discussion. So even when the Gemara uses the word sukkah, it doesn't mean dwelling in the sukkah. That's not the issue. Okay, so let's read the Gemara now. Again. Shmini sofik shvi. That's the headline. We're trying to work out what do you do on the shmini, which is sofik shvi'i, i.e. shmini atzeres. So says Rav, it is considered the shvi'i l'sukkah. What does that now mean? I'm considering it the seventh day with regard to what? The brocha on the sukkah, i.e. it's another way of saying? Leshev basukkah is not said. Excuse me, it said. I'm considering it the shvi'i with regard to sukkah, meaning not only do you have to dwell in the sukkah, and that everybody agrees, and we didn't even make mention of it, but I actually consider it the shvi'i le sukkah, meaning it is considered the seventh day with regard to the brocha, and you'd have to make a brocha of leishiv basukkah. Ushmini Lebracha, which bracha? This doesn't mean leishev. Which bracha does this mean?
Kiddush,
etc. So you make shmini atzeres, you say shmini atzeres in your benching and your davening. So Rav has just told us two halachas, but we know there's three altogether. Do you sit in the sukkah?
Yes.
Yes. According to Rav, do you say Leishev Basukkah?
Yes.
Yes. And in Kiddush, what do you say? Shmini Atzeres. That's the opinion of Rav. Rabbi Yechon Omar. Rabbi Yechon says again, with regard to sitting in the sukkah, yes, you do. He's not discussing that. So what are the two outstanding issues? Brocha on the sukkah and Kiddush. Says Rabbi Yechon, Shmini Lezeh Lezeh. It's considered the eighth day, both with regard to the bracha on the sukkah, which is another way of saying that he holds you do not make a bracha of leishev, because I'm treating it as the eighth day, albeit you're sitting in the sukkah. And with regard to Kiddush as well, I agree with Rav, you say Shmini Atzeres. And that's what the Gemara now points out. May save with regard to sitting in the sukkah. Nobody disagrees. Everybody holds. You sit in the sukkah. No discussion. No disagreement. In fact, it's not even mentioned in the Gemara whatsoever. Ki pligi. When are they having a machlokes? Only with regard to leberuchi, says Rashi. What does that mean? Top Rashi. Leishe basukkah. Lamanda omashvi'i lesukkah, according to Rav, who says that we treat it as the seventh day with regard to sukkah, he didn't mean with regard to sitting in the sukkah. What did he mean? With regard to the bracha. So therefore he holds bruchi nami mevarchinon. What does nami mean?
Awesome.
As well as what?
Sitting.
As well as sitting. Not only do you sit in the sukkah, you even make a bracha on the sukkah. But Leman da Omar, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Shmini lezeh olezeh, then Bruchi loy mevarchinon. Says Rashi, Bruchi loy mevarchinon, to Shmini hu. How can you possibly make a bracha of Leishev Basukkah? It's the eighth day. Ve'ein Shem Sukkos Olov. You cannot say that this has the name, this has the title of Sukkos. Vahainu, and that's what it means, quote unquote, lezeh ulezeh, for this and that. What's this and what's that? Lesukkah, it is considered the eighth. What does that mean? Deloy mevarchinon, comma. You do not make a bracha. Which bracha do you not make? Leishev. And lebracha, quote unquote. In what way do I consider it the eighth day with regard to the bracha? It's Yom, Shmini, Chag, Atzeres, Hazeh. In my Kiddush, in my davening, in my benching.
Why in the sukkah? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say the sukkah be so short?
We'll get to this later. First, we're just working out what it says, and then we'll have to work out the reasoning behind it. Omer Rav Yosef. Nakoit, what does Nakoit mean? Take hold of the Rabbi Yochanan biyodcha. Take hold of Rabbi Yochanan, which is another way of saying we pask like Rabbi Yochanan, which means that what? Do we sit in the sukkah?
Yes.
Obviously, yes. Do we say Shmini Atzeres in our Kiddush?
Yes.
Obviously, yes. That was never up for discussion. But with regard to the bracha, what's the halacha?
No.
Says Rashi, Nakoit de Rabbi Yechanan ben Yadcha, third wide line, Da Omar, Loi, Mevarchinon, Leishev Basukkah. Take hold of that opinion. We do not make the bracha of Leishev Basukkah. Why should we take hold of that opinion? Says the Gemara, De Ravhuna Bar Bizna, Ravhuna Bar Bizna, Vechol Gedoyle Hadoir, and all the Gedoyle Oilam, Ikhlu'u, they all chanced upon Basukkah, they all ended up in the same sukkah, would you believe it? Beshmini Sofek Shvi. And guess what they did? Mesev Havayosvi. They sat in the sukkah, but Baruchi, Loi Baruchi. So you see, you have Rav Huna, you have all the Gedolei Hador, and they all did what? Exactly like Rabbi Yochanan, i.e. they sat in the sukkah, undoubtedly, but they did not make a bracha. So it's clear that we paskin halacha like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, 1 second, what's the raya? V'dilma, maybe Svira Lahu, maybe they all hold Commander Amalek the opinion that says that Kivan Shabirech Yom Tov Rishon Shuv Einoi Mavarech. Remember we had in the last daf, we don't paskin like this, but there certainly is an opinion that says you make a brach on the first day of Sukkos, and that's it. So what are you bringing me a proof? You were there watching all the Gedolei Yisrael sitting in the sukkah and they didn't make a bracha.
That's the reason.
Maybe they didn't make a bracha because old, you never make a bracha. Besides for the first day. But how can you possibly bring a proof with regard to the Shmini Atzeres Machlekes? The Shmini Atzeres Machlekes is clearly going, according to the opinion, that you do make a bracha every day. So then we have a discussion, what about the Shmini Atzeres? So what do you bring me a proof? That the Gedolei Yisrael all sat in the sukkah and didn't make a bracha. Say it, maybe they never make a bracha. Except the first day. Says the Gemara, no. It is a proof. Why? Gemiri, because we have learned, Deme Efer Osu. They came from Efer. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Lomadati Meraboisai. I learn from my Rebbeim, Shehein Ba'u Min Ha'efer. What does that mean? Shebahimoisehen Royois Shom. They came from the fields, they were out in the country where their animals were grazing. V'lo Yoshvu B'sukkah Kolimei Achag. And they never made a bracha yet because they never sat in the sukkah. So that's why it is a good proof. Because even if in theory they hold, you only make a bracha on the first day, and that's it, but they haven't had their first day yet. What is their first day? Today. And guess what? They never made a bracha. That really proves, therefore, that we pass on Rabbi Yochanan that Shmini Atzeres, you don't make a bracha. Says the Gemara, that was the easy bit. Now you really have to hold kav because we're going to change it all. Ikedomri, some say that no, you misunderstood the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What do you mean misunderstood? Baruchi, kule alma loy pligi, deloy, underline, mevarchinon. According to this version of events, do you know what the machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rav was? Not with regard to Leishev Basukah. To the contrary, everybody agrees that Leishev Basukah, you do not say. So what is the machlokes? Whether you actually sit in the sukkah. Ki pligi, rather when are they arguing? Lemesav. Lemand amar shvi'i lesukkah. According to Rav, who says we consider it shvi'i for the sukkah, he didn't mean you make a bracha. Rather, what did he mean? Mesav yasvinon. What he's come to mechadish to you is that you know you sit in the sukkah. Ulaman da'oman, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says shmini lezeh ulezeh, he means mesav nami loy yasvinon. So now let's go back to the Gemara again in the beginning, to the bottom of Amud Beis, and see if we can reread the Gemara in light of this second interpretation. First opinion is Omar Yehuda Bar Yehuda v'Shmuel Bar Shilas Meshmei Derav Shmini Sofik Shvi. What do you do? It's Shvi'i L'Sukkah. Now, actually, this is a much easier translation. What does Shvi'i L'Sukkah mean?
Dwelling in the sukkah.
Exactly that. It's Shvi with regard to mitzvah sukkah. Unlike the first interpretation, which said, no, of course you have to sit in the sukkah. Shvi l'sukkah means with regard to the brocha of leishev basukkah. The second interpretation says, no. Shvi l'sukkah means, is it the seventh day with regard to the mitzvah of sukkah? And he says, yes, it is. But what about the brocha? No discussion. Obviously, you do not make a brocha. Ushmini l'brocha, that's with regard to kiddush, etc., etc. Fine, so you mentioned Shmini Atzeres. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shmini Lezeh Olezeh. It's considered the eighth day with regard to both the mitzvah of sukkah, i.e., you do not sit in the sukkah, you obviously therefore don't make a brocha. And it's also considered the eighth day with regard to Shmini Atzeres. Okay, let's just finish off. Back to our Gemara. This is, remember, the second version of the Machloikas in Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rav Yosef, again, according to this version now, Nekoit de Rabbi Yechanan biyodcha. Hold Rabbi Yechanan in your hand, meaning we should pass Kanai Rabbi Yechanan, which means that what do you have to do?
You don't sit in the sukkah.
Everybody agrees there's no bracha. But according to this version, if you say you pass Kanai Rabbi Yechanan, that's another way of saying you don't even sit in the sukkah at all. Why? Demore de Schmeitzer money. Because who is the Mora de Schmeitzer? What does the Mora de Schmeitzer mean? The master of this sugya. Who is the master in this subject, the expert in this subject? Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Shmuel Bashilas. He is the expert. And if he's the expert, we have to see what he did. And do you know what he did? Ubishmini Sofik Shvi Labar mi sukkah Yosef. What does Labar mean? Outside of the sukkah he sat. So if you want to know who Shvi Paskin like, let's go to the biggest expert on this subject. The biggest, the Mora de Shmeitzer, Mora, like Mara, the master. The boss, the expert in this particular subject is indeed Rav Yehuda Breid of Shmuel Bashilas. And on this Shmini Atzeres, which is Sofek Shvi, he sat outside of his sukkah. So you clearly see that word. That means, according to version 1 and version 2, everybody agrees with Pasnar Rabbi Yechanan. And the question is, what did Rabbi Yechanan say? According to version 1, he said, you sit in the sukkah because everybody holds that. You just don't make a brocha on it. According to version 2, you don't even sit in the sukkah. What is the grand conclusion? Says the Gemara Vehilchasa, Halacha Lamaisa, Meisev Yasvinon, Bruchi Loimavarchinon. That's not the first version. That you do sit in the sukkah, but you do not make a bracha. Says Rashi, De Loimavarchinon, Vafilul Rav Yehuda, Dama Shvi'i Lesukkah. Even if you hold it Shvi'i Lesukkah, you do not make a bracha. The Mora de Shmeitzer Mani, Rav Yehuda, Breid Rabbi Shmuel, the Ihu Omar, he's the one who said Mishmei de Rav. He's the one who reported exactly what Rav held. So clearly he's in the know. He knows all about this subject. And guess what? V'chazin olei, and we saw him himself, de loy ovid k'shmeitzi. He didn't do as he himself heard. Who is the one? Look at the beginning of the sugya, right in the beginning. It was indeed none other than Rav Yehuda Breid Shmuel Bashilas. He was the one who told us what Rav held. And yet, there was an on-site reporter, and we saw that what did he do? Not like Rav. So clearly, it's true, he reported to us what Rav held. But halach, he didn't hold like Rav. He held like Rav Yehuda. Halach alamaisa, this is what we do. Now we'll have to see, is there a difference between night and day? Is there a difference between eating and sleeping? What about we haven't really said any svaris today, we've just worked out the map. We haven't explained why yes, why not, what happened to Esrug. So that, Be'ez Hashem, we will see on Thursday. As I mentioned, we see the bottom Tosfos and the top Tosfos. Bottom and top Tosfos. And we must see number 4 and 5 on the sheets. If you want, you can see number 6 as well. 4 is the Rosh, 5 and 6 is the Torah and Beis Yosef. Wish you all an enjoyable last few hours of Hanukkah. 7 hours left. 6 hours. Very sweet.